This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 9. It says there, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" End of quote. When I look back in my life, God answered many of my prayer matters. However, there are few He has chosen not to answer the way I requested, because of His divine will and plan. Of course, I felt weak and helpless in those times. The great Apostle Paul also had unanswered prayers. He wrote that he pleaded three times to take away his pain. He described this in this fashion. He said, "I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me." Make a note, he says he was given. He didn't have a choice in this matter. He was given this thorn called some torment or pain. However, each time he prayed about it, to remove it from him, the Lord kept on saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You see, this made him weak. This thorn in the flesh made him weak. The Lord said his power would be made perfect each time he felt inadequate due to this difficulty. Beloved, I believe this difficulty of pain and torment remained with Paul all through his life. However, what Jesus said to him, he and his grace were sufficient for him. Paul remained faithful in his calling and ministry. What would you do when the Lord does not answer your prayer for your satisfaction? You see, you must remain faithful to his calling as Paul did. Why should we do it? The reason is that God has a more extensive and better plan for your life, regardless of your pain, losses, and frustrations. NLT translates this way, "My power works best in weakness." Think about it for a moment. God's power works best in your weakness, period. Therefore, the great missionary and apostle Paul concluded this way. He stated that because of Christ's assurance that his power works best in his weakness, he is even willing to delight in weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties. He learned the truth that when he is weak, then he is strong in his life. Beloved, what was that you were praying? Like we discussed yesterday, even if the Lord does not say yes to it, you can still be joyful in the Lord, and your joy will be complete. The reason is, He has a bigger and better plan in and through your weaknesses and difficulties. Listen, the Lord will prove His power and faithfulness, and He's proved His sufficient grace in your weakness. May the lesson Paul learned to be our lesson as well in our unanswered prayers. Would you like to pray now? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I heard Jesus say to Paul that somehow your power works best in his weakness and difficulties. I also learned this is the same in my difficult situations. Lord, I surrender my life to you. I know your all-powerful grace is sufficient for me. I believe Jesus carried my sins and shortcomings on his body, and he died, buried, and rose again for me. And you have a wonderful and extensive plan for my life. Thank you for teaching me these wonderful lessons. Please forgive my sins as I repent of it all and trust in Jesus as my Savior. Lord, please save and grant me your presence all through my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.